Now, I am extremely excited right now. And I know we've talked about a lot of, you know, music releases recently and some incredible, incredible work out there. But it is all an aside to this next guest. They are, in my opinion, the greatest thing in music at the moment. They're releasing their EP Superstar today. I am talking about the superstar, Juju Lipps, who I have on the line with me right now. Good morning!
Oh my God. Kia ora, good morning. That literally, you just made my morning. That is so dope. Oh my gosh. Good morning. I'm so excited to be talking to you this morning. How are you?
I am so well. And I genuinely mean that. I know I say things all the time, but I mean that. I mean everything about this EP is just worth obsessing over. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so proud. You know, like this EP's been, I wrote this EP during a difficult time, you know, and while I was going through the time, I really saw myself at a certain place. I saw myself being the superstar that I need to be. So to even be here and have that released, you know, I'm like taken back to when I was working this night shift job and when I would come, like finish work at 5 a.m. and come back to the, like come in into studio at 10 a.m. and write all this work. Like I'm sitting down and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's all done and it's brilliant and it's sitting in front of me and it's just, it's really exciting. It's so exciting, yeah.
Wow, so you were working like night shifts, finishing and then going and writing and recording?
Absolutely.
That's insane!
Look, I just felt like, I felt like if I could do that through the toughest, most challenging things that I didn't enjoy, then I can just do this for life. So it was something that I had to do. It was not easy. You know, I would feel like I would come into studio and like everyone working at the studio would look at me like, are you okay? Is everything fine? But, you know, I was like, I've got a job to do. And, you know, I feel like I killed it. I hope everybody that listens to it feels like, you know, feels empowered. And it's just it's not a rare story, you know what I mean? Doing your passion, having your passion and your dreams and having to almost put them on hold in order to fend for yourself, pay rent, put food on the table.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think this is something that a lot of people can relate, because every day, you know, I would go clock in and just be like, this is not what I meant to be. And while I was doing the job, I would just constantly think of where I am going to be in the future and like what's in store for me. And I'm glad that it inspired me, you know, and I want this to inspire other people, you know. It's difficult in today's day and age to just be a creative and to just live a
stress-free
life. Because, you know, we have to put food on the table. We have to. So
yeah.
This is really, really amazing being able to do this and being able to complete it and complete it so well. And, you know, I feel like I proved something to myself. Like, okay, cool. This is what you're supposed to be doing, so you just got to keep going on, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, hey, for all the hard slog, I mean, what you've put out is absolutely amazing. It's so good. And I tell you as someone who works in the arts, you know, you got to put that food on the table, but I'm also, like, obsessed with food, and I want the expensive stuff, you know? It's hard.
You know what I mean? So you got to work. So you have to work.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so obsessed with all of this EP. What's kind of, obviously it really kind of reflects your lifestyle and, you know, some of your experiences and stuff, but what sort of, what's really inspired each of these tracks?
Oh, each individual track has its own story.
Wow.
I mean, I think the two most special ones for me were the song that's been, two that have just been released today. And it's Night Shift, the first track of the EP, because this entire
amazing song, by the way.
Thank you so much. You know, what am I doing here? I'm trying to be a superstar, you know? And that would just play over in my head. And then the second one would be Free, which is the last song on the track, which is so, you know, it's strategic, it's smart, just because starting it off with Night Shift is like, okay, that's an introduction to what's happening. And at the end, my favorite song, Free, is literally there because I got fired from the job. Okay. I was really like worn out, and I was just like, this was a job where unfortunately I was surrounded by men that were not of the nicest caliber, and you know, I'm not gonna take it.
Not worth it.
So at the end, literally, I got fired, and the next day I remember I texted Two Shot Scott. I said, studio, let's go. I got fired, we got shit. And we got there and we wrote Free, and that was just the coolest thing. Because I'm free now, you know, like I get to have this opportunity now to look at what else is in store for me. I did it for a while. I know I can do what I pushed myself, but now I'm free. So those are definitely my favorite ones, Night Shift and Free. And I just feel like Free was also a announcement of like free of capitalism, even though that's not possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I was like,
yeah.
Free from the claws of these awful bosses that don't care about me, even that like I could be so replaceable. So Free was just this like, flying track where I like felt like, all right, the world's my oyster now. I got this. So yeah, those are my two favorite ones.
I feel like Free is, it's a song you had to write. Like you needed it in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I mean, I'm somebody that definitely believes that art imitates life and life imitates
art, totally.
Vice versa. And so, you know, I as soon as it happened, I was like, amazing. In fact, I probably knew that was going to happen. So it was like, when it happened, I was like, all right, let's go. You know what to do, Juju. Go and do it. So, yeah.
Well, I don't think I've ever actually said the sentence before, but I'm glad you got fired.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, sometimes you just got to be forced out of those environments.
Mm-hmm, most definitely. And it just, I knew that wasn't what was in store for me. And the universe knows it's not what's in store for me. And, you know, I think the right decision was made. Here we are. EP's released. I just hope it inspires people. I'm not saying go and quit your job, because like we said, if you like the expensive food, you know what I mean? You got to clock in. But I just feel like it's, you've got the power within you. You know what I mean? If you've got a dream, work towards it, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Try your hardest to work towards it, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. And now, I know we're on radio, so this is slightly ironic, but I just really want to touch for a second on the imagery and the aesthetic for this EP, and the whole kind of black and white with a splash of pink. It's got it going on. Like, it's good.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Did you come up with that?
Definitely. I mean, I didn't come up with it. I had this idea. So when I was working these jobs clock in, I would always see this future version of myself that was just like this goddess, just owning everything.
The shoulder pads, baby.
The shoulder pads, but just like this, you know, when you look in the distance and some goddess comes out like of the sky. Yeah, that I was just being this futuristic kind of woman that just was so sure of herself and, you know, so successful. And I was so lucky to work with this amazing stylist called Estelle Schuler. As well as this makeup artist, Look Bomb, Tallulah McLean, who is Makeup Artist of the Year. But I was able to bring this look together with them. I literally gave them ideas, sent them references, and they were like, all right, let's go. I got you. On the day, we trialed a few things, and then I put in the white eye contact, and we were like, we got it.
It's cool. It's like the bright touch. I love it.
Thank you so much.
This is just a home run in every sense, but it's beautiful. It sounds amazing. Juju Lips, you should be so, so proud of yourself here. My final question for you really is, how on earth are you patient enough to go through this whole process? Because it's not quick.
Yeah, definitely. To go through the whole process of working and writing a project.
Yeah, like, it's not a short thing.
Definitely. I mean, I think in terms of writing, I just, the more things that happen to me, the more I can write about, you know. Oh, I'm not inviting anything, me saying out loud to the universe, I'm not inviting things to just happen, negative things. But I feel like I was literally, when I wrote the song Don't Smoke My Radio.
No, that you, was can. Very much, you can.
Don't Smoke My Weed. I was sitting, finishing studio, and my friend, granted she's my amazing friend, so it's okay, but she texted me and she was like, hey, babe, couldn't score, just going to grab some of yours and then I'll replace it when you come back. And the way I was like, don't smoke my weed. And I'm telling you, Rusha Scott was like, put it on the mic. Let's go. And then we spent like 15 minutes just doing a little scramble, or maybe like 10 minutes doing a little scramble of something, and then left the studio, came back to it the next day and created what it was. So, you know, life, it already imitates life. Life imitates art, you know? I can write when I'm feeling inspired, when things are fun, funny. Yeah.
You, oh my God, it is just so cool, every single part of this. It's insane. Juju Lips, thank you so much for joining me this morning. You are an inspiration in every sense of the word. I'm absolutely obsessed with you. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. No, I really appreciate you. I'm so glad that you like the project. I really hope that the listeners take an opportunity to listen and see what's in store. I feel like there's a song for everyone inside this project. And, you know, I'm so excited to be at this stage and to have released something that I think is really great. So, no, thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, we're going to play a few tracks now, I think. We're going to start up with Game Over, and then we're going to make our way to Night Shift. Juju Lips, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much. You have an amazing, amazing rest of your morning and a very good day.
Do your game, no player. Joystick moving, I'm an anime slayer. Good luck, I'm sober. Had your chance, game over. I'm just trying to play with myself. Solo, 1v1, I don't need a bozo. You can go ahead, go on, call it homo. Niggas way too mesmerized, take a photo. My speaker unlocked. Sarge, I'm the bomb, so I got to be stopped. Ooh, I go off, so your world will get rocked. Yes, I'm in charge, so your pay gon' get docked. Sweet thief, pick pop, chief thief, I chop. I make money and you players do not. Time to log off, new game G-spot. Joystick moving, I'm an anime slayer. Good luck, I'm sober. Had your chance, game over. I'm just trying to play with myself. Solo, 1v1, I don't need a bozo. You can go ahead, go on, call it homo. Niggas way too mesmerized, take a photo. Take a photo. Take a photo.
Yeah. Jumping out the Spencer, bitch, I know my time is next. Brand new character unlocked, I'm excelling on the test. Didn't think that I could do it, I've exceeded your expects. Now you want accreditation, I'm expiring your request. You expired, I'm the best. I'm a blessing, you a pest. It's about time you got addressed. I need a warrant for arrest. Rest, bitch, you're so obsessed. The niggas is suppressed. Like, why you so mad? I'm just conquering the quest.
Do your game, no player. Joystick moving, I'm an anime slayer. Good luck, I'm sober. Had your chance, game over.
I'm just trying to play with my
Lit track. I'm going to play one more from that EP now. This one is called Night Shift. Should get ready. Enjoy.
I've been working late for that night shift. Several days a week, sure, I might quit. Bitch, I'm on the edge, might get violent. Fuck I'm doing here, I'm trying to be a superstar. I don't think I'm made for this life. I don't think I want to work a day in my life. Bitch, what? Paying rent takes the bread from my knife. Studio at 10, but I finished at 5. Every day I rise, I'm reminded this to rise. That I got to pay in order to simply just survive. I could play a show for 15,000 front row. At the end of the day, got a cock and got a four. I've been working late for that night shift. Several days a week, shit, I might quit. Bitch, I'm on the edge, might get violent. Fuck I'm doing here, I'm trying to be. And go abroad. Yeah, why you feeling? Why they mad? I've been acting super bad. We're not friends. That's a fan. That's a motherfucking fan. Once I get it, they gon' like a light switch. Ride the wave like a Pisces. I've been working late for that night shift. Several days a week, shit, I might quit.